Hello, church family. Good morning. We thought you might enjoy a little bit of a change of scenery here as we enjoy our first fire of the year with my trusty fire starter here. And we come to the next stanza as we enter the second week of lockdown and come to the eighth stanza in Psalm 119. But before that, please pray for me this morning at 9 a.m. I am going into the lion's den, you could say, with end times debate and discussion with Tyrell Hogg and Doug Van Meter on Radio Pulpit from 9 to 11. So pray that would be a profitable, edifying time, very relevant as everyone's asking, what are the signs of the end? Is this the end times with all the global crises going on? Also, news in the church body, praise the Lord, Michelle O'Connor is home finally. Keep praying for her in Denver and the family as she recovers. And make sure and join us tomorrow on Palm Sunday as we launch into the Passion Week together, an Easter week like we've never had before. And we've got some great songs lined up to sing together from your homes. And I've got a special message prepared that'll begin a special series for the whole Passion Week. Listen as I read now from the Tate stanza in Psalm 119. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The arrogant have forged a lie against me. With all my heart, I will observe your precepts. Their heart is covered with fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Instead of a typical outline this time, we're going to look at two big themes. Our title is Educated by Affliction. There's two major lessons woven in here: acute affliction and abundant goodness. First of all, look at all the references to acute affliction in the context of suffering here. Verse 67, affliction. Verse 71, affliction. Verse 70 and 71, opponents who are against him. Verse 69 and 70 as well. Those who are opposing him and persecuting him. So there's this backdrop of acute affliction, and then there's this context of abundant goodness. Verse 65, you've dealt well with your servant, O Lord. Verse 66, teach me good discernment and knowledge. Verse 68, you are good, you do good. And then verse 71, it is good that I was afflicted. And then the satisfying, superior goodness in verse 72. So against the background, sound like many of our lives and much of our world at present, against this dark backdrop of suffering, we have this bright light and comfort and great encouragement of God's abundant goodness through His Word. Look at the stanza more closely. I trust your Bibles are open in front of you. Verse 65 is really the story of our lives, isn't it? You've dealt well with us as your servants, Lord, according to your Word. Think of what they said about the Lord Jesus. He does all things well. Verse 66, how greatly needed this is in our day of fake news and all kinds of media hype and confusion and hysteria in our day. Verse 66, teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. And then verse 67, one of the classic statements on the godly view of suffering. I was straying until I was afflicted. Now I keep your word. There's lessons I can only learn in the school of suffering, right? James 1. We consider it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that they bring spiritual maturity and completeness and endurance. Romans 5, we boast even in our tribulations because they produce godly character and endurance and more hope. It's the whole story of the book of Job, as we've been learning on Sunday nights. Pray for Robin as he'll be teaching us this Sunday night. When he has tried me, I will come forth as gold, Job says. Before I knew thy chastening rod, my feet were apt to stray. But now I learn to keep thy word, nor wander from thy way. And then verse 68, You are good and you do good. Teach me your statutes. Did you know that when George Mueller's wife of 39 years died, he preached her funeral sermon from Psalm 119, verse 68. Earlier, when he learned that she had rheumatic fever, it could be terminal, he prayed, "Yes, my Father, the times of my darling wife are in thy hands. Thou wilt do the very best thing for her and for me, whether life or death." And after she died, George Mueller said, "I bow. I'm satisfied with the will of my Heavenly Father. I seek by perfect submission to his holy will to glorify him. I kiss the hand that has afflicted me." Verse 69, verse 70, look at the opposition he was facing. Few things are worse than having your reputation slandered, your character literally besmeared with lies by people who are spiritually obese. Their heart is covered with fat. In contrast to this man who delights in God's law and observes it, his precepts with all his heart. A mentor in my life told me years ago, "Tim, you take care of your character. God will take care of your reputation." That's what we see with the psalmist here. And then verse 71, again, on suffering, one of the great statements in all the Bible, "It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes." I remember almost 30 years ago, Uncle Chuck Stamey, on Sunday night in a communion service at Katy Bible Church near Houston, where I grew up, standing up and testifying with lumps in his arms because of heavy kidney dialysis treatment. "Church family, one thing I want to tell you, it's good for me I've been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes." This is a man who had suffered bitterly, but he clung to God's word. What did Joseph say? "What you meant for evil, my brothers, God meant for good. The Lord makes all things beautiful in his time," Ecclesiastes 3. "God works all things together for good. I have found 'tis good for me to bear my father's rod. Afflictions make me learn thy law and live upon my God." In the final verse, 72, God's word, better than riches. Let's pray. Father, how we thank you for the truths of this psalm. I pray it would be encouragement to each of my flock, each brother and sister, each member of our congregation, that we would be educated well in the school of affliction and treasure your word, that we might treasure you more and live in light of eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.